Music of Gershwin, the Porgy and Bess Fantasy for violin and orchestra, featuring Joshua Bell playing the violin with the London Symphony, led by John Williams. Hello, everybody. I am Kate Patello, live in Studio A with Natalie Douglas and Brian J. Nash.
Hey there.
Hey there. Natalie Douglas, of course, if you haven't been listening to Classical IPR for the last 2 hours, Natalie and Brian have been in the studio with me selecting fabulous tidbits of eclectic music and pieces from the Great American Songbook to listen to, with some interesting stories and things behind them, which has been fabulous. Natalie and Doug and Brian are Natalie and Douglas. I like that. Are here in town doing some performing and some teaching. Can we talk a little bit about what you're doing over the next couple of days in our area?
Absolutely. Well, Natalie and I have been coming into town actually for the last few years. I'm actually an Interlochen alum, so this is old home base for me.
That's right.
But we've dragged Natalie up from the hinterlands of New York. So we've been doing some classes with some young students downtown in Traverse City at the Old Town Playhouse for the last few years. And this year we're also performing a concert on the main stage of the Playhouse Wednesday evening.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay. Yeah.
There's a website. Check it out.
It's oldtownplayhouse.com, by the way, if you want to know what that website is.
Brilliant.
To get that information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we'll be working with the students during the day, and we're performing Wednesday night, and then Thursday night we'll be teaching an open master class.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. This is the third year we've done that, and we just, anybody, you know, people come and they bring their music, and we discover new things. Sometimes we discover new songs, sometimes we discover new points of view, and we just have a good time shaping and teaching vocal interp and phrasing and all sorts of, all the things that go into it.
Yeah. We were saying in the previous hour that sometimes all it takes is a little key that turns in your head, and that Natalie and Brian are very gifted at finding that key amongst the jumble on the keychain you have on your belt. So please do come by and give it a try if you like to sing and that's something that you want to do and you want to explore your music a little bit. You can do that with Natalie and Brian on Thursday. Again, Natalie, a working jazz cabaret artiste in the New York. She sings in clubs all over town. And Brian is an off-Broadway musical director. Please tell everyone, because I love this, what's the show that you're working on right now?
It's called Silence the Musical. It's a musical version of Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Yes.
Because sometimes you turn an Oscar-winning horror film into a funny musical.
And it's been a big smash.
Yeah, we had our first anniversary last week. Yep. So we've been running for a year off Broadway. We're changing theaters and moving it. We're downtown in the East Village right now because that's where hip, edgy things play. And now we're moving it up into the theater district next week.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. So you see, musical directors, if you are not doing Gershwin or Bernstein, there is still much beautiful
there
work.
There is much to be done.
Oh, yes. Plenty.
So Natalie and Brian are going to make some music for us this morning. Natalie, you're going to sing first, I believe. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to sing for us? Right now?
I'm going to sing one of my very favorite World War II gems, Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
Fantastic. Natalie Douglas, everybody. Here we go.
When two lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell. Songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale's
in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang. Dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous. I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair, and like an echo far away, a nightingale sang. I know, 'cause I was there.
Natalie Douglas, A Nightingale Sang in Studio A. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Lovely Brian Nash.
With Brian Nash playing the
piano.
Playing
his fingers to the bone. He's good like that.
He is good like that. And as you now Natalie Douglas, again, sings all over Nueva York. She sings at Birdland. She sings, what other houses are some of your favorites?
Birdland is really my home base for concerts. I mean, I'm very fortunate. I get to do a lot of what I call park and barks, which are these sort of variety evenings, often their benefits, where a bunch of singers will be on the bill. And you know, you come out and park yourself and sing your two songs and get off the stage. That's why we call that a park and bark. But I work in a lot of different rooms, but when I do my solo concerts, it's primarily at Birdland, which is, you know, legendary, and they treat me so well. I love that club, and it's always a little thrill to be on that stage.
That's true. It's an amazing place. And you do have at least one recording from a concert at Birdland.
Yes, I do. From my first Nina Simone tribute show. She recorded so many good things. I have two Nina Simone tribute shows. But my first is called To Nina, live at Birdland. And we recorded that the first time I actually appeared at Birdland in 2004.
That's right. I want to say I was lucky enough to be there. Yeah. And if you listen very carefully to that recording, you might hear me whooping it up in the background.
You most certainly can.
Just a little bit. But you know, kids, she's just that good. Natalie Douglas. And of course, you can hear her again coming up on Wednesday night at the Old Town Playhouse, or you can study with her on Thursday. And now it is Brian's turn, Interlaken alum, off-Broadway musical director, and also... Now, we've talked about Silence. Can you also tell us a little bit about your Sunday night gig that I think is marvelous?
Sure. Actually, two nights a week, I play at a club in the West Village of Manhattan called The Duplex. It's at the corner of 7th Avenue and Christopher Street. I've been playing there for some time, basically since I moved to the city in 2002. And so Sunday night, I play from 9 p.m. until 4 in the morning. And taking requests, and it's after I've done two performances of Silence that afternoon.
He's a little
just,
busy.
You know, yeah. Play all night. And it's just kind of playing whatever comes to me or whatever people request. And on Friday night at the same club, I play an evening called Mostly Sondheim. That's an all musical theater kind of open mic for, you know, for the Broadway community to come down and hang out and try new things and, you know, have beverages after the show and, you know, do silly things. Actually, the piece that I'm about to perform is a Stephen Sondheim piece from his musical Sweeney Todd.
Delicious.
Gorgeous stuff. So, you know, thought we'd tie it in.
I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, this is Brian Nash, everybody. He's going to sing us something from Sweeney Todd. I believe this is Joanna.
Yes.
Excellent.
I feel you, Joanna, I feel you. I was half convinced I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily I was mistaken, Joanna. Steal you, Joanna, I'll steal you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you, buried sweetly in your yellow hair.
Nash, oh, singing Joanna. We both had chills. We were checking our arms.
Just gorgeous. In the room.
Just beautiful. And now this is interesting because, Brian, you majored in classical voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, when I was at Interlochen.
And this is a question that I hear from a lot of singers, so I think mm-hmm. this might be a great
sure.
moment to mention this. Some singers say, well, I have to sing opera now, so I can't sing that show tune, or I have to sing this, or I can't sing that. And you went from the American Boy Choir to mm-hmm. a classical major here to mm-hmm. singing Tori Amos or anything that comes your way.
Yes.
What kind of advice can you give for young singers when they're told?
Sing everything. Honestly, just sing everything. And the part of the reason why I decided to major in classical voice is so that that could be an option. So if I majored in musical theater, which actually at Interlochen wasn't an option at the time, the musical theater major came a few years later. But for college as well, I decided to study classically so I could have the technique and have the option to sing kind of whatever I wanted to. And it's really just a question of being true to the style that you're singing in. There are plenty of classical singers who exclusively, you know, when they're singing a jazz standard or they're singing a pop rock tune, it sounds like a classical piece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no more correct than, you know, playing Shostakovich like it's, you know, Katy Perry. It doesn't make any sense. So it just really being able to adapt your technique to any sort of style of music is, and being true to that style and being true to that composer's intent, I think is really, really important. So,
yeah. And then bear in mind, again, that, you know, Brian works all over the place all the time. And I think that mm-hmm. that flexibility certainly
comes
into play there.
Absolutely. So if you need me to do an aria, I can do it. If you need me to do, you know, I don't know.
Nicki Minaj.
Not much. I'm unbelievably
white. Well, you've arranged
white.
It. I know you've arranged it.
In a kind of, you know, more odd show tuning kind of way. But you know, fabulous. You know, John Denver and Mozart are not mutually exclusive.
Not at all.
There you are. If you approach them the right mm-hmm. way. Thank you, Brian Nash. And now, of course, we will move again to Natalie Douglas. And she doesn't like to brag on such things, but she's won many, many awards, including many Manhattan Association of Cabaret Awards. We're just not counting right now. They're just, let's just say, a pile and leave it at that. And a Backstage Bistro, mm-hmm. which is extremely special, folks, because they don't take nominees for a Backstage Bistro. No. They just decide, you. Yes. You're getting a bistro yes. this year.
I yes. lost mine.
But you know, no, you won the award. You
I won
just
the
lost
award.
The physical.
No, I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No one knows.
You can
it.
Borrow mine.
Okay. Do you have a bistro?
Yeah. You can have
I thought you did.
Look at us. Three Backstage Bistro award winners. Remember, Sherry Eaker likes to call it the Bistro Award.
The yes. Bistro. Fair
yes.
enough.
Yes.
So, Natalie Douglas, you're going to sing us now something that I believe you sang last year for the children we refer to as the Sparkle Theater Babies.
Yes, mm-hmm. I did. Actually,
Sparkling
or was it
diamonds.
The first year that I sang it for them? I can't recall. It's something in my rep for the last 8 or 9 years now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's been that long.
It's been that long. Wow. I know. It became part of my Lena Horne show, but I actually learned it before that for another gig. It's from The Wiz. And it's one of those tunes that if you know, you love, you know, but mm-hmm. not everybody knows it. It's a show tune for sure, but it's a little bit obscure. Charlie Smalls only wrote The Wiz, and then unfortunately he died really young.
Oh.
So we don't have a lot of his music, and I don't know that a lot of people know him, but I do, and I think mm-hmm. he's good.
And now many of you will meet him as well, as sung by Natalie Douglas, Believe in Yourself from The Wiz.
If you believe within your heart, you'll know that no one can change the path that you must go. Believe what you feel and know you're right, because the time will come around when you say it's yours. Believe there's a reason to be. Believe you can make time stand still. And know from the moment you try. And you will have brains, you'll have a heart, and you will have courage to last your whole life through. If you believe in yourself as I believe in you, believe that you can go home, believe you can flow. Just click your heels 3 times. If you believe, then you'll be there. Believe in yourself right from the start. Believe in the magic that's in your heart. Believe all of this, not because
everybody. Since Natalie's the clapper, we will clap. Brian and I will clap over here. Oh, fantastic. So that should lift you on a bubble, I hope, for the rest of your morning. If you would like to hear more from Natalie Douglas and Brian J. Nash, go to oldtownplayhouse.com for tickets to their concert on Wednesday night. Or if you'd like to learn from them, and I recommend it highly, masterclass on Thursday. Sign up for that is also at oldtownplayhouse.com. Mm-hmm. They each have their respective websites to plug if they would like.
BrianJNash.com.
NatalieDouglas.com. There's only one S.
Only one S. So remember that, Natalie with one S.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Brian Nash and Natalie Douglas. It has been so wonderful having you in here with us all morning.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us. It's been fun.
All right. Well, hopefully we will see you on Wednesday and Thursday. And we thank you both. I'm Kate Botello. This has been Live from Studio A. It's been the Brian J. Nash and Natalie Douglas experience this morning on Classical IPR. Coming up now, I have music for you from Brahms. These are variations on a theme by Robert Schumann, and it's performed by Silke Thora Matthias playing the violin and Christian Kohn playing the piano.